This is Steve Sherlock on another internet radio show, or podcast, number 87 in the series for Franklin Matters. We'll take a look back at the past 2 weeks as the school vacation comes to a close on Sunday, February 27th. Then we'll look at what is scheduled for the week ahead. The school committee meeting on the 15th, the Tuesday before the school vacation, was a full meeting. Rep Valley and Senator Spilker attended to provide an update on the overall budget outlook from their perspective. They did arrive in time to see the Franklin Arts Academy presentation, which was quite impressive. Later in the meeting, the school budget was reviewed and, with minor discussion, approved. While I can understand the school committee point of view that they've almost lived with the budget, some on the budget subcommittee more so than others, and that they had also spent most of Saturday morning, January 29th, in the budget workshop. But if you can look back on that Saturday, the reporter from the Milford Daily News and I were the only members of the public. You would think, given all that, that they would take some time to showcase the budget in this real public forum, complete with live video, which would be available later in the Video On Demand archive. But no, they went through it summarily, and that's that. Shame on those in Franklin who did not come out to the meeting in person. That was your chance to step up and say something at the school committee meeting. There will be additional opportunities at the FinCom and town council meeting, but that was one key spot. I do have links in the budget to the budget presentation and the entire budget book available in the show notes. Kudos to Jim Roche, the finance committee chair, who did participate in the meeting for the budget discussion. Meeting notes from the school committee meeting are also going to be linked to in the show notes. That next Wednesday night, the 16th, the town council had a short and relatively uneventful meeting. The meeting notes are found in the show notes. The only meeting of significance during the school break was the long-range financial planning committee, which did meet on Wednesday, February 23rd. It was a smaller group than normal, but they met the quorum requirements, having 4 out of 7 attend. The lower attendance was likely due to the school vacation. There was a special guest, Town Councilor Steve Whalen. Steve reviewed his worksheets, which had just been updated with the census data for 2010. The updated data did not change the overall results. Franklin, by all measures, does get a great deal of quality services for what little it puts out of its own pocket. As a side note, on the documents that Steve shared were legal size, I do not have the ready capability to copy them and share them. But hopefully we'll get some smaller copies at some point in the future. My notes from the meeting, including the highlights from the Whalen updates, can be found in the show notes. The other significant item that came from that meeting was a revelation that both Whalen and Councilor Shannon Zolo will not be running for re-election later this year. I have heard this before, but there was still plenty of time for them to change their minds. I guess that is not about to happen. So there will be opportunity for folks to run for the council. It would be good to see some real competition. Certainly appreciate both Whalen and Zola for the time and effort that they're putting into this non-paying position to take care of Franklin, because Franklin matters. And while we're at it, I have no intentions of running. My approach to this situation has not changed, nor is it likely to, so you won't have to worry about it. I'll continue to report on what matters in Franklin, and you can review my disclosure statement for additional details. Looking ahead this week, the Community Garden Committee meets Monday evening at the Stop and Shop at 7 p.m. in the community room. So all gardeners, all green thumbers, come on out. The Finance Committee is scheduled to meet Tuesday, March 1st. February's meeting, you may recall, was canceled, and the Franklin website, while it does not have an agenda posted, it may, in fact, be on the municipal building window, and I did not have time to go by and check. The Town Council meeting agenda, scheduled for Wednesday, does not have any financial items, which the FinCom would have approved first, so I'm not really sure what's up. And we'll find out Tuesday, and don't be too surprised if the meeting does get canceled. Until the budget hearings really start, there seems to be very little on their agenda. The town council is scheduled to meet on Wednesday, as I mentioned, a new liquor license for a Japanese-themed restaurant, which is scheduled to open in the former Piccadilly Pub location, is on the agenda for approval, and the agenda is listed in the show notes. The Franklin Cafe and Grill, scheduled to open soon in the former KFC building on Route 140, has generated some conversation on the Facebook page. In particular, some of the conversation has generated around the sign requirements and the bylaws for that. You may recall the Department of Planning and Community Development is working on a series of zoning bylaw changes for the downtown area. How specifically those get into this area, which along 140 is not considered part of the downtown, remains to be seen. So there may be some opportunity as those hearings start at some point in time in the future. Speaking of the future, in Wednesday in particular, March 2nd, also significant because it has two birthdays, Franklin's own birthday and that of Dr. Seuss. Franklin will hold a party on Sunday, March 20th at the museum to celebrate March 2nd, also along with some of the 76 Franklin residents who share the March 2nd birthday. So put that on your calendar. That sounds like a fun time. A couple of other links of note that I've included in here. The Commonwealth released data by community for 2001 through 2009 on the senior circuit breaker tax advantages and how they're being used. Franklin does quite well in that there has been an increase in each year of the number of filers and in the average credit received. Now, to paint a complete picture, I'd really like to know how many are also eligible but didn't apply. So hopefully we'll find out that info along the way in the links in the show notes. And of good news, the Franklin chapter of Teen Angels, which is addressing the cyberbully issues from a teen school kids perspective, they were in the news, and the link with the video clip is included in the show notes. So as we close this week, welcome back. The snow hasn't gone yet. The budget cycle is getting into high gear later this month, and the time to become involved is now. So this podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can use your help. How can you help? If you have an interest in covering the Planning Board, Conservation Commission, Zoning Board of Appeals in Franklin, please let me know. As always, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmattersblogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.